Yes, well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God, because apart from God, it's just music that's just causing some noise and just some guy that's talking. So we try to saturate it in the Word of God. And it's so good to see you. Great to be hanging out with you. Can you believe that it is already the Christmas shopping season? Did you have a chance to do any of the Black Friday stuff? It gets pretty wild. I mean, people in line hours and hours and hours. It gets pretty wild. But regardless, friend, I pray that you're having a great weekend. And we're actually today going to be playing your favorite Christmas hymns. Yeah, we're going to be playing that throughout the program today. So I hope you can join me as we sit back and listen to some of our favorite Christmas hymns on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, playing your favorite Christmas hymns on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And we're playing your favorite Christmas hymns today as, Great News Radio going wall-to-wall Christmas music until Christmas Day, just to kind of get you in the Christmas spirit and the Christmas mood and whatnot. And Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 really hones in on I believe what we need to be focusing on, especially this time of year. Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition of the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." So in other words, it's the writer of Colossians is telling us that we need to make sure that we don't get caught up in deceptive philosophy and focusing on human tradition rather than on Christ. How is the Christmas season like that? It's so easy to get caught up in the shopping and got to get this person on this list and, oh, don't forget to add that person to the Christmas list and so forth and forgetting that it's about a little baby named Emmanuel, God with us, coming into this world, humbling himself to show us his love and to redeem us and to die for us. That is why, friend, we celebrate the Christmas season. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, great text. "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. "Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And one or two look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, "Son, there's not enough here." He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, "Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes." So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, "Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, it's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while and
know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that autograph of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her son.
Could you hurry,
sir?
Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Yes, playing your favorite Christmas hymns on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. favorite Christmas hymns on this edition of Sunday Worship. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Did you have a chance to do any shopping this weekend? Did you have a chance to stand in line for 3 hours for that $8 toaster? Some of these sales are just, they start earlier and earlier every year for Black Friday and the Christmas season and all. And, you know, the thing I love about the Christmas season is that Christmas is everywhere. I mean, isn't it great how Christmas songs are everywhere? Songs like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, or Come Let Us Adore Him, or Joy to the World. I mean, Christmas is truly about the gospel message. It's about God coming in form of a man to redeem us. Beautiful, beautiful, true story. So friend, as we celebrate Christmas this year, as we get into that Christmas spirit and that Christmas mood or mentality, we have an opportunity to share with somebody the true Christmas story about God coming in form of a man to redeem his people. And as you take advantage of those opportunities, you never know. Somebody might actually respond and give their heart to Christ, and they may have the greatest Christmas in their entire life.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence, bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart. Sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to
that's right, playing your favorite Christmas hymns right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You have a long road.
Father, guard your heart, for now so you can't sleep tonight. Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait.
Proclaiming the Christ of Christmas. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, praise the Lord. I love it. That's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. I love that. It is Sunday worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Did you have a chance to listen to Mark and Friends this past week? Oh, wow. If you missed it, you missed out big time. Pastor Jason, along with myself and Mark Burns, had a chance to just spend the entire week together this past week to do the morning program as part of Mark and Friends. And we were talking about some of our favorite hymns and some of our favorite Christmas hymns as well. And we just had a great conversation that was Christ-centered and basically had our own little Bible study this entire week. It was fantastic. So if you missed it, I just encourage you to check out the archived programs portion of our website, greatnewsradio.org, and have a chance to listen to that sometime here in the next day or so. Well, friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you today as part of your weekend, your Sunday, and so forth. And until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.